All right. Let's get started. I see the signs out there on the street for $52,000 more dollars on the corner.
Yeah, Jackie.
Still got money to get for that.
Maybe somebody didn't follow through on their pledge.
I hope they're there.
Yeah.
Good evening, Mr. Kleekamp. No more flat top. My wife gets tired of flat top. Yeah. So we keep her happy. What do you think, you guys?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes as they're presented.
I'll second that.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Yes, sir.
Warrants?
Pretty funny. These are my see the. That's fine. Just so I can see the depth finder. Yeah. I got the wrong glasses. The bottom. Yeah, good. I'll be all right. They get some of these got braille on them. Yeah. Well, my depth finder's all the way down on the floor of the boat. So, I look down at the boat depth finder, I can see it on the floor. And then I can have the distance vision. These I can see you clear. How's Matthew doing?
Excellent. That's the new one, right?
Yeah. Thanks, sir.
One more there.
Oh, I got you.
It's kind of self-explanatory.
It is.
This one, no, this was a copy. That was gone when he was,
okay,
unless you want it.
Yeah, she put it in for your file.
Yeah.
Just so you could view it so you knew what was there.
Thanks, Chris.
I should have gone fishing instead of golfing in Myrtle Beach.
How was it windy?
Just rain. like you wouldn't believe it. Could not see anything.
You good?
Yep.
Continue on.
Okay, water quality?
Yep.
All samples came back. Monthly samples came back fine, clear bacteria. We have not done any extra. We did do the manganese and the, we are doing on Monday the MTBE for the quarterly and the manganese quarterly that we've been required to do.
Are they tested?
Just four locations, I believe, for the manganese. Two stations, and there might actually be only two on there, but it's a couple that they wanted us to retest to keep under for quarterlies on. The byproduct testing that I told you last month, there was a possibility we could get it reduced. We're under the agreement we're going to do it one more time for this quarter that's coming up, and then after that, we're well below the limits, so they said we can go to once a year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. But they wanted to get one more just because they want it to come in that time of year. So we can use that as the yearly time to come
October,
in.
October, like in October.
Yeah, it would be the first quarter or the last quarter of the testing.
How long have we been doing those quarters?
We had to do it for a year straight, quarterly testing, and they're basically saying do one more, then we'll go every year from that. So that he can get them all around the same time of the same quarter. And then everything else is fine. Jump right into the superintendent's report. October. October of... 2015. In September, we pumped. September of 2014, we pumped 31,714,000 gallons. In September of 2015, we pumped 32,799,000 gallons, for an increase of 1,085,000 gallons. That's being about average right now. We've been getting quite with Catuit Meadows putting in the water. The houses that they have been averaging, I think, 15 houses a year, just about, if not more. Mm-hmm. Our largest day was 1,438,000. It's pretty high for September. We had quite a dry September this year. Everything. We only had 5.25 inches of rain, but most of that was on one day. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a different season. We are starting now. Everything's settling down a little bit. Turn offs and seasonals. Yeah. So everything's going pretty good. We did have three new services in September. All three were over in the Meadows. We had one leak, which is our second of the year, down in the Catuit Cove area. There's a lot of copper in the ground there. And this is what's been our leak problems basically, is the pinholes that have been going on. The AT&T amendment that we went over last month, you told me to tell the guy if he could go to, up to 5%, that we could negotiate it much better. I sent him that information, told him the information. I haven't heard from him again since. The GZA grant money for the Station 5's generator. We were expecting an answer mid-October. I talked to Sam Bell today, and he hasn't heard anything. He did email the guy this morning just to see if he had any information on it and did not get back to me before I left. So he kind of assumed, you know, even if we don't get in this round, at least we're in there and the application's in there, and it'll be there for next year even. Until they get some more. My new vehicle hopefully will be here mid-November. It was due to be shipped out at the end of October, and hopefully will be here point, possibly by next meeting, maybe not. I consider probably be in December if that's the case.
Ready to just try to add
put a plow
it.
Right on it?
No plows. No plows on that one. And that's all I have really to report at this point. If I think of anything as we're going, I'll mention it.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
Russ, you ready?
Ready.
Come on up. Here. No, you can sit if you want to sit down on that right there, but talk into that thing right there. There you go. Russ Kleekamp, new tank update.
New tank update. So what's been accomplished the last month is we have all the contract documents, notice to proceed, all the preliminary paperwork in place. So we have given the contractor a notice to proceed. We've had the pre-construction meeting where we went over the project schedules, the approach, what's going to happen. In a nutshell, he's looking to get started somewhere just before November with the preliminary site work, tree clearing. Doesn't have to be a lot of clearing. It's certain areas on the entrances for access for the truck rigs. And he wants to do some water main work initially to start off putting in a new 3-gate cluster at the feed for the tank on West Street, so he can get a clean shutoff when he goes to demolish the tank, which we felt was acceptable. So we'd look to demolish the West Street tank this fall, and then next spring start with the fabrication of the new tank. So if all goes well, we'll start as soon as the weather breaks, March, April, May, through there, get the tank up. If we have a window to paint, we'll get started. If not, we'll have to wait till the fall to paint the tank. And then likely the fall of next year was when we'd hopefully look to demolish the Main Street tank at that time. So this month until the next, for the next month, not a lot of construction activity. It's just more paperwork. He has to get the submittals, shop drawings. For all the, the tank, the concrete, the pipe, the valves, all the different products for the tank. So we'll look to get those in this month. I spoke with Mike Bisco today, and he'll be dropping off that package. So that should be a fairly straightforward submittal for the most part. There'll likely be comments with the tank itself and some of the instrumentation components. But for pipe and valves and things like that, it should hopefully be fairly straightforward. We have sent notifications out to all the cell phone carriers. I've spoken with two in person from Sprint and T-Mobile, and there is a reoccurring question of, well, what's the plan for the future? So maybe we can open up that discussion this evening. If there's not any questions with the tank and the progress, that's kind of a different subject.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that tonight.
Okay. Real quick before we get into that, I did follow up again with USDA. I've not heard back the eligibility for the funding, so I've been persistent contacting them. I know that's something that we're looking to get and to roll into hopefully the security system as well. So once we get word back, we'll get moving on that. But hopefully soon. I keep getting told this week for the last 4 weeks. So there's only so much I can do.
That's their MO.
Yep.
Just so you know, too, I did talk to Mike, kind of possibly I found a place where to put those trailers.
Okay.
To a citizen who has property over there has offered to work something out with him to park them 6 40-foot trailers down.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking for a location to put 40-foot trailers for about a month, loaded with steel so that the steel could be here. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is drive over and pick it up and bring it over to the site.
Okay.
So we was looking for something central, and I talked with Bob Hayden about one of his bail lots over there.
That makes sense, yeah.
And he said, so I talked to Mike, and I told him I'd give him all the information. He's going to come down within a couple of weeks and just take a peek to make sure that it'll work with what he needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gives Mike get him back in the same shape they were when he got in there, though.
No, that'd be a big help to have that close by so he's not running a half an hour each way to some off site.
Right.
So again,
basically stop and shop.
Okay.
Yeah, in that area. So it shouldn't be far away at all.
Good. With regards to the cell phone towers, just to start the discussion, obviously there's three carriers. They're very limited in how far they can relocate their communications. they probably can't locate it at the new tank. It's just too far away. It doesn't. However, they set up their signals, it won't work. So they are looking for something in the immediate area. What are the options? What are the possibilities? I know we've talked about it a little bit in the past, and the question comes up is, can you have a public utility on a water department land, you know, something that serves the public, whereas Kootenai's collecting the revenue for that. So one of those questions may be better suited for legal advisement. I know there are water departments that have cell phone towers right next door. Comm has one. That's owned by Industrial Communications, who I have worked for in the past under a former employer doing some permitting for them. So I did actually reach out to Industrial Communications to see. I'm sure cell phone towers, that's the type of thing that does get a lot of resistance at times from the public. So they would likely have a fairly well-defined legal team that helps them with these issues. So specifically on water department land, I have a call out to them. I left a message, have not heard back. But the first question, if I were in your shoes, the first question I would ask is this allowed to do? Is this acceptable to do? Obviously, there's water departments nearby that have it within the same municipality. So you'd want to lean towards yes, but...
I think that's probably a question for the attorney.
Yeah, I think it is, but my thought is, I mean, this is just a common sense thing. We have them right now on top of a tower. Take the tower out. They're there, you know. We keep, you know.
Yeah. Then. There could be... Personally, I'd like to see them move behind in a way, so they're not viewed from the street.
Further into the
woods. Further into the woods, yeah. Back a little ways.
That piece of property is long.
When I talked to the piece of property that we have there, it's kind of, we have like 200 acres there, a little more. It butts to the cemetery. But where it comes out onto Main Street, it's kind of weird. It comes out, butt pulls down, goes in, then comes in with a V, like,
right.
Back. So I don't want anything up by the road there, and in my eyes, that's kind of a parcel right there. And after talking with the treasurer in town, bond council has a little say on what can happen with that property, and they don't want to see any private structures put on that same property, on that same parcel. If it's not on that parcel, they shouldn't have a problem with it. When I talked to one of these gentlemen, I believe it was from T-Mobile, he told me a few hundred feet away, a few hundred yards away, it's not going to be as big a deal as if they moved over to behind the water pump on the tank or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's just tweaking, where they would have to reroute 3 different antennas.
Yeah.
To go someplace else, and it's a big project. So he seemed to think that it would be better if they could go back that much further.
I guess another question, because I think I've seen these things before. They have towers that fit into, they look more like they fit into trees, into woods, than these metal things mm-hmm. that go up and look like antennas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we can, you know, that when it comes down to the type of tower and the style of tower, I'm sure we can find, you know, get someone down here from one of these companies and give us some information on that. You know, I guess I would seek direction to say, can we or can't we? That's a question for the attorney. I think it would be in the fire district's favor to have it, you know, as a revenue generator. You know, we all rely on cell phones every day, so it's...
How does that normally work? A private developer comes in, puts up a tower, and then rents it to the three.
Exactly, and it would pay off. The towers can hold up to 5 providers, so they get consent from a landowner, whether it's private, public, whatever the case may be. You know, there's a process. Then there's a permitting and zoning process. You have to make sure it's just like a water tank. There's all the outlying issues. There's a natural heritage, all these sort of things. You would think at a site that held a water tower that you'd be clear of any type of height restrictions or things of that nature. But then the company would come in, they'd furnish the tank, you know, the cost for it, they'd absorb those costs, they'd build it, and then they basically collect the rent from 5 up to 5 providers, and they would pay the landowner whatever the agreement is, you know, basically a lease. It's kind of in a way like the solar. You're mm-hmm. providing a service or a utility where you in turn will get a land lease. If you didn't own the tower, it likely would not be as much as what you're getting now. I can say that with certainty.
Yeah.
But there still would be some revenue generated there.
Yeah, considering that we're $100,000 a year, basically, mm-hmm. we receive not more from these companies right now. We might have to take a hit in that. I don't know if that's even a consideration, that much money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it is if they could put two more people on there or something.
I think they can. From what I heard, it's up to five. I'd be interested with talking with, you know, neighboring water departments to see how they got through this and how they worked it out. But I know I know the town of Plymouth put out an RFP for the cell phone providers. I believe that was the water department too. But they actually saved that RFP. I can go back and look at that as an example.
They was
for us. Yep. So it's, I guess part of it is it's something you want to do. When you see other water departments next door, you're doing it. You would think yes. I don't know if there's any specific language written into the rules and regulations of the fire district that hopefully wouldn't prevent that, but it is what it is.
I don't really understand what they're saying to me when they tell me this, but they said the guys that I talked to said that you need to incorporate it into something that you're doing that's part of for the water district. In other words, if you could incorporate it into some more of the solar panels, you know, if you could get it in that kind of a plan. I don't know how that works for us. I got that from Oliver Sandwich. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. You know, perhaps you can put some security cameras up there to monitor the well houses.
Yeah.
You know, something from mm-hmm. further distance to get a broad picture of who's entering the site, to just monitor the whole site to see what's going on at that height. You could get a great view of what's happening there. So something to serve as a redundant security system.
Well, that's another thing that it kind of just dawned on me is that the Sheriff's Department has an antenna up there, too. A repeater. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to notify them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Mashpee does also.
Very good.
I have to look again and see what we got. I know that the Barnesville Police Department put a repeater up there for their mobile units out on the mm-hmm. when they're out here. They were having trouble with radios.
Yeah.
I think that's the type of thing that would help us get that accomplished.
So it might be something we can consider.
I think those would be relevant statements when you are meeting with, you know, the legal advisor, whoever has the ultimate, whoever the decision-making power is on this. It's not me, obviously. Probably not the water department if there's some higher power, whether it's legal or what it's written. But if we did, I mean, I don't know if that's something we could set up a meeting with the district's lawyer. That could be something I could sit in on just to help ask questions and things like that.
It's hard for me to understand how they want to differentiate between putting these on a tower, which probably doesn't need to have anything on it, but they're allowed to go up there and we can get revenue out of that. But we can't logically put up a cell tower, which is what we need to have if we're going to generate that money. I mean, these tanks are not made to have antennas on them.
No, and they're not. And they do present maintenance issues for the tank when you have that external equipment on there.
Right.
I think the argument back to that, someone would say, well, the water tower, it was a pre-existing structure that was there, and we're utilizing that. Without that tower there, you'd have to put a new tower that the water department really has no need. You know, if an outside entity can tack onto an existing piece of infrastructure, for whatever reason, it's allowed.
That little piece of what I'm saying to you that you got to try and incorporate, we got to figure out how these guys maybe have incorporated into something that we're using.
If that's the final, you know, you get that information from Sandwich, Comm has their approach that did it. I mean, it seems like every department has their own view and their own say on this, and there's got to be somewhere a finite line written into the rules and regulations. If we have to interpret it to work in our favor, if there's a way to do it, I'd like to pursue it. It's the same thing as, you know, why don't you put a windmill out there to generate power?
I'd like to do it like that, but I don't think that will, in the long run, in the end, maybe I'm wrong, but in the end, we're going to end up with antennas on one of the two tanks anyways. People are going to come back, and they're going to figure that out, and they're going to go on those tanks.
They are outfitted for the antennas, and it's, I guess, the only good thing.
I'd rather do it on a tower.
Right. With the new tanks, they do have the provisions built into them, and I believe the antennas attached to the mounting rail up top. And there's not as much as the, you know, everything, all the cables, everything's run on the inside versus the older tanks where they slap it on the outside, which presents the majority of the maintenance issue. So there is still a slight headache that has to be put up with, but it makes it a little more palatable with the new tanks and how they have these. It's become such a commonplace in the tank industry for antennas to go on them.
Yeah. That's designed in automatically, or when we went through the design phase for that, we had to say there's a possibility of the
It's an option for the tanks that they all provide in their specs. You know, it's just like a car. You can get different options with the tank, and that's provisions for future cell phone communications.
It came on later on, Vic, when the old tanks that they decided they were going to get attached to, they started to drill holes in the tanks, and they mounted in the inside of the tanks, and they really had some serious issues going on with paralysis and other things that took place, Chris, on there.
Yeah.
They would actually drill holes in the old tanks. They'd mount these things, and then later on they said, wait a minute, you know, these things that are mounted up there, they don't penetrate the bolt, right?
No.
No penetration.
I believe they're bracketed onto the top rail.
And we had to put some of those provisions for our own antennas. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to have the tubes that are going up there to have these wires go up for our own SCADA system.
All right, Russ. Good.
So the lawyer's going to look at it, right?
We'll have to get it to Boudreau. Maybe you can help us.
I can, yeah.
You can help us figure that out, Russ, what we need to...
I would say...
We can talk
first,
to Boudreau language.
Let's set up a meeting, and I can...
Mark and try to set up... ask him to look into it. Ask him if he feels as though it would be appropriate to have Russ and I meet with him.
Yeah.
And Russ will go over. I mean, he's got a couple... more knowledge on it than I do. The one thing I've been advised from another tank inspector was that you have to be careful between tank and tower. The permits are a little different. Like with a tank, it's okay. When you start talking tower, it's a different ball game.
Well, those towers, everything that's on the person building it.
Right.
They come in, they do the plans, they do all the permits, they do, that's on them to do that. It's we don't, that's,
you don't
touch that. The one thing, you know, before, it might be good to have a meeting with legal up front so we can just explain, you know, we can make mention that, you know, other departments have this, and the town of Plymouth just put it out. So they have all the pre-existing information, say, this is what it is.
Right.
If you go and say, hey, can you look into this? You don't want an unbiased approach when you do it. So however you want to do it, just keep me in the loop. I think I'd probably prefer a meeting up front just to explain what's going on. And I can go. I'm right down the street from him. I can pop in there for a few minutes and talk with him.
That's good, Russ. Thank you. Yeah, good, Chris?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Guys?
Okay. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. And you know, Russ, make sure you get your money's worth. Get your money's worth out of Russ.
There you go.
Right now.
Yep. Oh, well, thank you very much. We'll see you next month.
Yeah.
Hi, Russ. Thanks, bud. Good job. Thank you.
I'll give you a call tomorrow, too, if I get time. Thank you.
All right.
I'll put it on the agenda for next month, too.
Sure.
Under old business, South House.
I really think... I do think that's going to be key. I don't think there's any reason we shouldn't be able to do that. We're going to be able to figure do that even if we have somebody else, maybe Barnstable. I don't know this, I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe they have to give us the land. Maybe they have to make some commitment to it. Or I don't know what it is, but we got to figure this out. If everybody else can have one of those damn things.
We're basically a non-profit here, so we can't make a profit. You know, you can't. Mm-hmm.
But we can send it to...
Right.
But we offset the district.
To offset the district.
Yeah. And just while we're kind of talking, we talked a little bit about solar this morning, too. I did talk to Andrew Casey this morning, too. And nothing's changed since he was here last month and gave us a talk. So
when is he thinking
the issue of who's going to be the contact
Yeah.
And we'll go, I told him, I said, we'll have to argue about that later.
The contact.
For these solar, who they're going to call and talk to about this. They can call me, but I'm not going to have any of the answers. So
yeah.
They have me down now as a contact, and I said, oh,
I thought that's what he was going to do.
He says, we'll have to talk about that. He says, there's still an issue about the contact, and I said, well, we'll see who wins that battle.
So this is Andrew from, is this from Greensteel?
From Greensteel, yeah, that I talked to this morning, yeah.
Is he getting cold feet?
No.
Oh.
No, he's all right.
Okay. The other ones that had all the information, right?
Right.
The other ones that put it together.
Yeah, RFP
killed,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's all I have.
Any new business?
We have an old new business.
Old, yep.
New old business about the forestry.
Okay.
Yeah, program. Yeah. And I think the funding cycle for that starts in September. So, you know, and I know we have a lot on our plate here. I just wonder if we can't schedule, and I can give you this fellow's name again. I've got it. Come down and talk to us from DNR.
Okay. You want to email me that stuff, or you want to just hand it to me tonight?
Do you know him, Vic?
I've talked to him a couple of times on the phone. Yeah, I don't know him personally, but he said he's willing to come down anytime and give us a presentation. And
I mean, we could
tell him on that. Can you give him a call?
Yeah.
Can you give him a call?
Yeah. No, I can. I'll
talk up with Chris.
Yeah, why don't we do that, and we could have him even come to a meeting.
Yeah,
sure.
We'll
talk on it.
Can you do a speakerphone or a conference call in the water company?
I have a phone. I don't know if it has a speaker on it. We might be able to do it in my office or something like that, but it would just have to be you and I.
Yeah, we can work it out.
Or do a conference call.
All right. I got a question.
Okay, Doug.
I thought I was involved with a policy advisory committee. We're at a meeting starting tomorrow night, and they have a pamphlet in front of me. My name on it says bylaws.
That's the wrong pamphlet.
Hold on. I will tell you what we have. They want me to do everything.
Policy advisory committee is Don. Bylaw committee is Vic.
There you go, Vic.
There it is. Bylaws.
The bylaws, you asked for a copy. That's why I gave you that.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I sent him a hard copy. I mean, an electric copy.
I have an electronic copy. There.
Yeah. I sent it to you.
Thank you.
Yep.
I need him.
Did the Policy Advisory Committee have a meeting last month?
No, we're meeting tomorrow night at the library at 5:30.
Oh, okay. My calendar is not working. Apparently, I started to download something. So
this has been the best meeting we've had in a long time. This is short.
What we're talking about, so I won't have to ask next month, we've always brought up the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that again. Have a vote.
I don't know if you want to vote on it now so people can be...
Anyways,
but I can just let them know one way or another instead of letting them know a couple days before. Just so in our personnel policy, our employee handbook, we have the day after Thanksgiving that we usually work.
Okay.
We haven't worked it in probably...
we usually give them the day off.
Okay.
They take a vote. Usually it's always good if I think they've done a bad job. I think almost everybody's done a good job, except for those. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just bringing it up now, trying to get ahead of the game.
It's done. I know in my town, other than public safety, they're all getting it off.
Most people do. I think the town of Boston has it off.
Put a motion on the table for that. It's the 27th.
Make a motion that the Friday after Thanksgiving, that the employees of the water department with the exclusion of emergencies and on-call stuff, have the day off with pay.
Okay.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Third Thursday of November would be the 19th. How do we look?
They're not looking good for that time at all.
You're not?
No. I'm going to be gone from the 10th to the 19th.
You'll be back at 6 o'clock?
I might be. No, I really might be. I think I get into Boston on the 19th at noon, 12:30 or 1 o'clock, something like that. Want me to go with it?
I mean, I can do any of those.
You guys both going to be here? That's all. If you're both here, then we still can go.
I'm not. If we can do it early in the month, if we can do it that week of the 9th.
I'm going the 10th. We'd have to meet the 9th.
That would work for me. If that would work for you guys.
For us, is that too early in the month?
What is?
It's pretty early for us.
How about the 23rd?
It'll be Monday the 23rd. Isn't that the
Is that the day you want us to go to a meeting?
What time do you get?
Fifth.
Which is the 16th. Which is the 16th?
Is that the meeting you were talking about you wanted me to go to? The 16th?
Which week is Thanksgiving?
Oh, this month's meeting? Okay.
Or 26.
So if they're meeting on the 16th, the 23rd will be open.
Vic, are you gone? Are you gone this week, the 23rd?
Yeah, I'm gone that week and the following week.
All those?
Maybe the 16th at work. That, you know, the 16th or 17th in there.
I'll be in North Carolina.
When will you be back?
I'll be back the 19th. Looks like we're going to have a meeting with two people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
whatever day you, I'll be here for either day.
Well,
let's put it on the 19th. And I'll sprint for the house the 19th. And Vic, Don, you hear the 19th for sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Vic, you won't be able to attend.
I'll be in Ohio. Yeah.
Okay. I would suggest that we don't ask the guy to come on the
19th. No.
Maybe we could have him come in December or something.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
We'll have to check again and ask him. If you can try to come, we'll give them a better date at the end of November. If you give me a call when you get back, we'll have a date for the next meeting.
Okay.
Do you know if you're going to be going any place in December?
Let me take a look at the calendar. I'm gone through the 7th. Other than that, I'm good.
So probably the third Thursday, which was
17th.
The 17th.
17th.
Looks
work.
To be.
So the 25th is good for me.
The 25th. Okay.
You're not working?
I'll just get away. 17th in that one? Okay.
We can talk about it again next week, but that way we know that it looks like the 17th. You want 6 p.m. on the other, right?
Yeah, because I get out of work at 5.
All right.
Okay, Chris?
I'm good.
Okay. You want to see some paperwork?
So, while we're just gabbing here, that I found out that law that was originally 10 years and then changed to 20 years is now 30 years for the solar
contract
that you can, that a municipality can
30 years into? Now.
Boy.
So that's going to make some pretty good changes, you know. That'll be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So we can not have to do this 10 and 10.
Right.
They just clarify a little bit there. They want to extend the contract from 20 to 30 years.
You can have a contract now. We weren't able to do that. We weren't able to enter into contract with anybody for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
And then the law changed at the beginning of last year to 20 years.
Okay.
And then Andy Marks said today that I wanted to know if I knew that that law changed to 30 years. He's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty sharp. He knows what he's talking about.
With the solar,
it probably
doesn't make a lot of difference, though, does it? Because they're, I think, currently a solar system.
They're 25 to 30.
Yeah, because they nullify after that.
25 is kind of the maximum.
That won't hurt our feelings.
No.
I mean, we could go for 30 years. I'm in.
Yeah. I'm saying, though. But
and then what is it that fails, the panels or the superstructure it's on?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's the panels.
Because then the panels can be replaced.
Yeah.
But also technology is going to change by then.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
They'll be much more efficient. And
10 years down the road, there'll be, they say, a leap of improvements.
We'll still be water commissioners.
They'll have one panel that big.
I'll be getting my signatures. My thing. I know you used to know me.
Chris, down
okay,
on
good?
Pentecostal, is that our work down there?
Oh, you're talking down the end of the road?
Down Main Street, you know, where Pentecostal comes off.
Yeah.
Is that our?
We did do, we had the main put through there.
Okay.
But that was last...
2 years ago.
Well, it was just the spring.
Yeah.
They did it in the spring.
It was the town.
The town's doing all that down there, and we just kind of piggybacked into their project.
Okay.
And did a project that we've been wanting to do for years over there.
Because there's a couple of machines sitting down there. I was by there today, and I was thinking, is that us? Or
No, that's CC Construction's working for the town of Barnstable down there.
Okay.
And they taking this week time doing it.
They're working on the drain, yeah.
Well, somebody hydroseeded it, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
right there on the corner.
I was told, too, that Frank McCourt paid for all those sprinklers to be replaced going down Main Street. Because he didn't want anybody to be too upset at the town for doing all the road work and everything over there.
No.
Yeah. Oh. So we had the sprinkler guys go in there and fix them all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So the barn's not going to be a barn now, right?
Oh, they just put their one-inch water meter in the cow barn today.
The barn's not going to be a barn.
The cow barn has a fireplace that's as big as my house, two bathrooms, and a dance hall, and a kitchen that's from France or something like that.
Yeah, they brought over
the stove and everything, all their equipment.
Do they have their own wells for some of that, or is that
There is two different wells over there. I think one's for irrigation and one's for the caretaker's house. But the next plan is to take the caretaker's house and make it look like the other structures. And he has a curb stop in front of his house right now, waiting, and they're going to put town water in when they do it.
Yeah. Eddie will love that.
Yeah.
Eddie Edwards.
He's already got his application in, I think.
Yeah. How much money does he have?
A lot.
Well, he made $600 million when he sold the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, he got $1.3 billion, and I think he paid $600 for him. So
he makes almost as much money as our next president.
He's next.
I was told he said, once you're used to having it, you can't enjoy it.
That's right. He's enjoying it.
All right, we need a motion, I think.
Take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Vic, you're getting in there good now. You know when you're supposed to do it.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Bye.
I remember many, many years ago when Lowell Weicker was the governor of Connecticut, and they were talking about wanting to build the casinos in